Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Sarah Heiner being back on the show. Sarah is president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications, a family-owned printing publication business. Don't you just admire the heck out of that? I do. And they're being successful, folks. They're staying in business, which tells you what kind of quality they're obviously producing. Their Bottom Line Personal, they've been publishing since Mom and Dad put it together. I've forgotten how many years. I'm going to get Sarah to remind us about that, and all the other publications over there at Bottom Line Publications. Sarah Heiner, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How many
45
years? 45 years. What? So you were like. So well, I guess 10 years after you were, before you were born, is that right?
12. I tell my children I'm working since I'm 12.
Yes. So, okay, you got a great story in an earlier issue this month on speed healing.
Well, this is actually based on we normally don't do this. We normally just interview outside experts.
Right.
But we published this book with one of the leading medical journalists named Bill Gottlieb. The book's called Speed Healing, and it's thousands of tips on ways to heal yourself. You can do it at home, things that are quick heals, but it's all backed by research.
Huh.
So they always knock the natural stuff because they go, oh, no, there's no research. But these actually all were scientifically proven.
Well, definitely. I do some of this myself. I use a sinus rinse that keeps me from getting sick.
Yes.
Works like a charm.
It does.
I drink acai berry juice to help me with my arthritis, and guess what else? My skin has a radiant glow from it too. I use less makeup since I've been drinking the cyber juice.
Well, that's a very good thing.
How about that?
But you know, it is natural that you know, and I've written a lot over the years about health stuff, and we actually have one of our top publications, Bottom Line Health.
Right.
And you know, they want to knock the natural stuff. As I said, they don't have big
doctors don't like it.
Quantitative.
When I talk to doctors, when I tell my doctor, who's a good doctor, when I tell him about some of the stuff I do, he says, "You know what he says?" He says, "Well, you know, if it's working for you."
Exactly. That's exactly because they don't know the pharmaceutical salespeople didn't knock on their door to give them studies. Oh, by the way, how often have those studies been shown to be skewed, inaccurate, suppressed facts about it? Vioxx, right?
Right.
Remember Vioxx?
Right.
So, and these natural remedies have worked for.
Give us an example.
They're traditional because they're traditional.
Give us an example of some of the ones in the book.
So here's a great one. People, again, how many of your listeners, you sit at your desk all day, we've all got back pain, we're all getting achy and breaky and all that sort of stuff. And one of the best things you can do about back pain is just relieve the pressure on your back, right? So, you know, there's old, like, inverted, you know, the gravity boots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of funny, but you just lay on the floor, and like next to a chair or something, and you bend your knees and put your feet up on the chair. So you're basically like, it's like you're sitting but laying
right.
on the floor. Right? So imagine yourself sitting on the floor, laying on the floor. And your back and your feet are up, and you just lay there for like 15, 20 minutes. And what that does is take the pressure off your back.
Ah.
It lets it relax.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with kind of a Tai Chi master that is forever telling me that softness creates strength. Right? So we want to do hard physical therapy. You want to do hard exercises. But in fact, softness and letting your body be soft releases the stresses.
How do you be soft? How can you do that?
You just release.
I'm a guy. I'm not supposed to be soft.
You breathe and release. I do this regularly.
Oh.
I realize all of a sudden, think about it. Think now, Jim. Imagine yourself. Are your shoulders up? Is your body tense because, you know, you're kind of on and needing to be intense about what you're talking about?
Yep.
So just take a breath and let your muscles relax a little. You don't realize even how much tension you do.
I'll say something else. Just stretching is amazing. You can almost feel the blood flowing when you stretch your arms and your shoulders.
I read something the other day, the mistakes that we make before we get out of bed, and one of them is just getting out of bed. And what they suggest doing is you stretch out before you get out of bed.
Yeah.
Because usually you sleep curled up, you're all bent.
Exactly. That's a good idea.
And
so,
you just stretch.
So where can we find all this information?
It's in bottomlineinc.com.
Okay, but I mean, this is a book
This is in our latest issue. So the article on the website, and
right.
It talks about we've got a great dry eyes technique, back pain,
right.
Constipation, eat kiwis for constipation.
Yeah.
Actually. And then it's all out of a book called Speed Healing.
That's the book I wanted to ask you about. Yeah, I don't have that one. That's the only one I don't have.
You will have it.
Okay, so Bottomline Publications.
Bottomlineinc.com.
Bottomlineinc.com. And my only contribution to this whole conversation, my last contribution is just one thing, folks. Write this down. Fiber is our friend. Sarah, thank you for that information. I will be back after these messages with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Stay with me.
That house on the hill, looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.